Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with guess who? Well, it's me, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place to start, and that's with Arsenal, who remain top of the Premier League for Christmas after they beat Wolves. Here's how it all sounded, live and exclusive on TalkSport with Clive Tilsley and the former Wolves striker Chris Iwuelamo calling the action. Yeah, Iwuelamo, not Ovalumu.
Of the last 13 Christmas number ones have gone on to win the Premier League title. That is the good news for Arsenal fans. Crossed in towards Gabriel Jesus, who scores. Flags up, won't count. He did look offside. Attack was a miscontrol by Martinelli, and Wolves can counter. And briefly, they've got 4-on-4 here. And Semedo's on the ball, and he's fed it through. And here's an opportunity for Guedes, and it was a good chance too. And he fired it over the crossbar. Zinchenko across, and Gabriel Jesus with a flashing header this time, just wide of the mark. But Arsenal starting to create some opening. Tidied up by Saliba. His back pass is awful, and Guedes here has a chance. A big chance, which he's put wide. No Premier League team is in worse form than Wolves. No Premier League team has made a better start to the season than Arsenal. It's a mismatch on paper, but the game is being played on grass. Gabriel Jesus in field. Here's a chance for Vieira. It's an angle that's difficult, but he's in. Arsenal taking the lead. Scored in every match this season, and they scored the first goal in 18 of the 21 games that they played. Inside the penalty area, driven across the face of goal, hit by Martinelli, off the line by Saar, hit by Odegaard and in, and Arsenal 2-up, and Martin Odegaard has scored again. 5 points clear at the top of the Premier League and lead the Premier League at Christmas. And I have to start to ask you the big questions now, Chris. Can Arsenal win the title? Could Wolves go down?
Yeah, of course.
And Arsenal are on top of the tree at Christmas.
Arsenal, of course, head into the World Cup break on top of the Premier League table after Man City blew the chance to move above them after losing 2-1 at home to Brentford. Live and exclusive on TalkSport. Sorry, that sounded professional to me. Ivan Toney scored twice just days after missing out on that call-up to England's World Cup squad. Here's reaction to the game from both managers and the former England defender, Mickey Gray.
And there is the full-time whistle, and it's a celebration for Brentford and for the Gunners, because Arsenal will be top at Christmas. And in 10 of the last 13 seasons, the team that have been top when the presents have been opened have won the ultimate gift.
Only in the Premier League, Resh, when you see stuff like this.
That is unbelievable and mind-blowing. It says everything about this fantastic and relentless league that we managed to go here and do it.
You know, the Champions League and the Premier League, there are teams sometimes that they have an incredible run that they don't miss. But it's second season, now we have 2-3 weeks off and after we see.
Chase it across the face of goal. It's touched in by Toney. And Brentford may just have stolen all 3 points at the Etihad Stadium.
There's a way to react, and he's just showed how to react.
He had a setback and a big disappointment 48 hours ago. So you can either feel sorry for yourself, or you can stand up after the hit, come back stronger and show what you're all about. And Ivan did the last thing.
Manchester City beaten on their own patch for the first time since February. A 16-game winning run has come to an end.
Well, the team that switched off defensively was Manchester City. and that's why they've got nothing out of this game. You could sense frustration.
Of course, we were close to Arsenal that have been really, really good, and now we'll be a little bit behind, but it's what it is, so the second part of the season will dictate how we are playing to do it.
He does things, Pep, sometimes, and you scratch your head, you're thinking, why have you actually done that?
It's a massive win for Brentford, just before the World Cup. They're first on the road this campaign. It's Manchester City 1, Brentford 2.
What a performance, what a win. That was just incredible.
Now what they have to do is go to the World Cup, the players, 16 players, enjoy the World Cup, and we come back, we'll see.
Take nothing away from what Thomas Frank and his team have achieved today. That is an incredible win.
Now, moving on to the day's other Premier League action, and Spurs beat Leeds. Here's how we reacted to the games on game day, phoning with Jamie O'Hara and Gabby O'Bonlahor on TalkSport.
Rodrigo into the area! Oh, what a goal! Rodrigo has given Leeds the lead!
I'm sick and tired of watching Spurs go 1-0 down, 2-1 down, you know, and then we're going in at half-time, again, losing. And it's almost like, it's almost embarrassing.
You see what Spurs remind me of, and they are similar to, is probably the England squad of players. Very good in midfield, very good attack, can't defend.
Tottenham is a club that... It's difficult. It's difficult for us to fight to win because there are other clubs, there are title contenders that, in this moment, in my opinion, they are more prepared than us.
Lackluster, sloppy, sluggish, not playing on the front foot, sideways passes. It needs to be better. I'm sorry, Conte's got to have a word with these players.
Defensively, Jamie, that's what's going to cost Spurs from winning a trophy under Conte. Defensively, not good enough.
And there goes the full-time whistle. Listen to that roar around the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Yeah, it was one of those games that was a bit crazy, a bit of a whirlwind, especially.
Disappointment that we let a big opponent at their place off the hook.
I think that if you want to be competitive, you have to try to have more stability.
It's a painful watch, Spurs, right now, mate. They really are. They really are. I don't know how we've dug it out.
Like I said, we never stopped believing. A lot of character was shown today, but there's definitely a lot for us to improve on.
Kane, Davis, and the brace from Bentancourt wins it for Antonio Conte and co. Full-time at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Unbelievably. Spurs 4, Leeds 3.
We did well. We did really well, despite many problems that we face in this period, many injuries.
They've sucked the life out of me, Gabs. You know, like, you're saying to me, you're not even celebrating anymore because I'm just so stressed out watching Spurs play. Because every time we look like we're going to win a game, we go and concede.
We have a good group. We know that. We just got to find ways to, when we're on top of matches, to finish them out.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to a bit of egg chasing, and England bounced back from defeat last week to beat Japan at Twickenham. Here's how it all sounded on TalkSport 2 with the reaction from former World Cup winners Ben Kay and Rocky Clark. Great name.
Johnny May tackles him. The ball gets ripped loose and goes into touchdown beneath us. And that will do it.
We wanted to light the crowd up today, and at times I think we did. And I'm sure the people who came to the game today will want to come back and watch us again.
We said at the start of this week we want to light up the crowd and get them behind us, supporting us. And I thought from minute one, the way the forwards were attacking their off nine shapes was brilliant.
I'm still a little bit disappointed that it's not flowing. And in a game like that, where Japan gave them opportunity to really tear them apart, and I know the score line reflects it, but England didn't hit their straps.
Strict instructions from my wife that we must smash them, so she's got a bigger place in my heart than Japan.
It wasn't all over the field running rugby, which we know that they have played in the past. And that's the big worry.
We know they've got loads of strings to their bow, and we've seen that, but we just need to make sure we do it against the tough oppositions as well, not just go within our shell.
And the Twickenham crowd rise to their feet and applaud. That didn't happen last week.
There's areas we need to tidy up in our game. We had two flat periods of 10 minutes where we just got a little bit untidy.
We knew it was going to be a tough test today. We said we wanted to come out the blocks, get the crowd behind us, and what a hell of a difference it makes when the crowd's right behind you.
No backward steps today, which is really important, but what not a giant leap forward either. They need to do that against New Zealand. Play 2, 1-1, lost one for England this autumn, but big, big strides forward. Full time, England 52, Japan 30.
Yeah, we went in with a certain plan, a very clear plan of how we had to play against Japan, and we did that. And at the same time, we probably left 20 points out there, so there's a lot of growth in the team.
It's exciting for me to watch, let alone if I was a fan. So I hope they enjoyed it today. We definitely enjoyed it, and that was more of an England performance.
They're trying to create their own momentum. They're trying to create their own steps forward. And if they get it right next week, we'll all be saying, well, actually, it's been a pretty successful autumn so far.
Staying with egg chasing, England missed the chance to win the Women's World Cup after a 34-31 defeat to the host New Zealand. Here's head coach Simon Middleton and captain Sarah Hunter, who both admitted they couldn't have done any more to win the game and lift the trophy.
Well, we knew it would be good, but I don't think anyone could have predicted the drama that would unfold at Eden Park. New Zealand have won their sixth Rugby World Cup title, edging out the Red Roses 34 points to 31.
From a neutral's point of view, I imagine it was a great game. It was a great game, fitting of a World Cup final.
One game doesn't define you as that, and I thought the girls left everything out on that field.
I feel usually positive about what we've just witnessed. I don't think we could have asked a single thing more of our players.
We will hurt losing. We don't want to lose a World Cup final, and especially in the manner that you do, but incredibly proud of what we have done as a team.
46 players giving everything they've got. Yeah, I think it was an amazing occasion, and it was a game to match.
Despite a valiant defensive effort, their 30-match win streak has come to an end. Full-time at Eden Park, New Zealand 34, England 31.
Your World Cup has to take the game forward, and if that don't take the game forward, there's something wrong.
Hopefully that will ignite other nations to go, we need to invest in our women's game and make it a fair playing field.
And we end today with some cricket chat. And England will face Pakistan in the final of the T20 World Cup in Australia later on this morning. Unless, of course, it's rained off. And then, of course, if it's rained off the following day, they share it. Yeah, genuinely, they share it. Work that one out. Anyway, here's the captain, Josh Butler, who says he's allowed himself to dream about lifting the trophy. Especially with some of the players entering the final few years of their careers. Ah, it's lovely.
Yeah, you certainly have a few dreams about that kind of thing. And of course, yeah, I think it really links back to what you're like as a kid, really. It's the kind of things you would be doing in the garden with your brother and sister and pretending to lift a trophy and that kind of thing. And now to be able to have the opportunity to have a chance to live that kind of thing out is incredibly special. So I think it's fine to sort of think about those things and sort of, you know, what it might feel like or what it would mean. And then certainly feelings I don't feel like you need to try and block out or push away. You must accept those kind of things, as like accepting the noise that comes with a World Cup final, accepting that it feels a little bit different. Again, the room is fuller than it has been for any other game, obviously. So don't need to try and push it away and say it's no different tomorrow. Of course it is, but you're never quite sure how long things are going to last for you as a player or as an era in, as such. But certainly, you know, you don't come down these roads very often. You know, whether you're a youngster or whether you're into your 30s, of course, the chances are going to be fewer and fewer when you're a bit older. But you know, that just gives you that added determination and drive to try and make it happen.
Well, that's it for another podcasting thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon. My goodness, these weekends go quickly, don't they? On Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent, taking your calls on all the weekend's Premier League football. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.